B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Meredith, I told you my anxiety that I was having about my daughter's parent-teacher conference.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It just feels like...
You're being analyzed?
What are they going to tell us? Right. Are we being good parents? Mm-hmm. And everything went really well. So much to the point that they show you the questions your daughter answers, and you're like, wow, I don't know that I would get some of those questions right.
Exactly.
I'm dumber than a preschooler. Oh, my gosh. And then Doug and I were like, oh, my gosh, we can't believe she like this vocabulary stuff that she grasped. And then I said... Yeah, we're so dumb. I go, this is why we're dumb, because of these things.
Yeah.
And hold up my phone. Oh, I'm distracted. Oh, I just got a tweet. Like, kids are just sponges. They're absorbing everything.
I know.
And it's nice to have that, you know, pure, unadulterated curiosity about the world that is not marred by your distraction, by your devices.
And it kind of takes you back to that, because you can look at your children through their eyes as well and kind of see, like, if there's a misstep. But honestly, it's part of life nowadays. Yeah. You can't ignore it. I mean, people want to just not... have cell phones or want to put it down. But then guess what? A couple of days later, you're picking it right back up, just because everybody uses their cell phone every second of the day nowadays. But it is so cute to see the parent-teacher stuff and what they come back with for your kid, what they say.
Yes. Oh, it's so funny. Like, they're, you know, you get to see the classroom, and the whole time I was having the sense of, are you talking about my kid?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like her.
I also say, like, are you talking? Is this what you say to everybody?
I know.
Just to get out of
too.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Roxanne, I got to tell you about this crazy thing that happened to me. And maybe this has happened to you. So last weekend, we had been planning this for about 8 to 9 months, going to like this huge music festival in Orlando, right? The fairgrounds, all this stuff. And we were meeting three other couples out there. So it's like a big ordeal, especially with two kids and with the pandemic. Anthony, my husband and I, we haven't taken a vacation in 2 years away from the kids.
So this is a big deal for you.
It's a very big deal. We've been waiting all year to take this, you know, at least one vacation. This is our first one. So, you know, we're excited. We drive out there. 30 minutes before we check into the hotel room, I look on their Instagram for the festival, and the rock festival is canceled. The whole weekend of all the music and all the performances and all the bands, they were canceled.
No.
Done with. Yes. And apparently there's like a water pipe that broke and busted in their fairgrounds. And there it made everything like a lake. Like, you couldn't even go out there.
So you would have gone there. And I mean, when would you have found out if you just didn't happen to check online?
Right. Yeah. Speaking of phones, I mean, it was really important. I saw. Yeah. They made the announcement on Facebook and on Instagram. I mean, we would have been there immediately. We were checking into the hotel room to drop off our stuff and then going there. No even changing. We're going straight there. Yeah. So the whole weekend kind of got messed up 100%. So instead, we were in Orlando. So we're like, okay, let's go to Halloween Horror Nights with everybody.
Yeah.
Stayed up till like 2 a.m. with everybody. Never do that. Hello. And then we checked into our hotel room. I wake up at 9 a.m., you know, and I look at my phone really quickly. I was going to go back to sleep. And I have several missed calls. And it's my husband's family saying, hey, we need you to come back because... one of us is sick and, you know, puking and all that stuff. And we don't know if it's a virus. And I'm like, oh, my God, this could be a stomach bug. We throw everything in the car.
What time was this?
9 in the morning. We throw everything in the car. We finally get back to Tampa and around noon. And we pick up everybody. We're just praying everybody's going to be OK, because the last thing you want to deal with is a stomach bug in your house. Right.
Right.
Disgusting.
Right.
So we get back to the house. Come to find out, it was just like a false alarm. And everybody is kind of feeling better. At least the kids weren't sick, but also, and she wasn't sick and he wasn't sick either, but also it was a false alarm. So like the whole weekend was kind of like turned like upside down.
Okay. Do they listen to this podcast?
I don't think so, but that's what happened. Yeah.
I know.
It was crazy. I know. So.
What are you trying to ruin my weekend?
I know. So. Yes,
False alarm.
Overly precaution. Yeah, but the person was really sick, so I will say that at the time.
But then they were fine.
Yes, and they're fine. So here's what's happening this weekend. Again, we've been planning this vacation for an entire year. My daughter's turning 5 next week. So this weekend, Roxanne, we're taking the whole family to Disney World.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're
doing 3 days. Like,
even the baby.
Yes, parks, all that stuff. And family members are coming out there, too, uncles and grandparents. So it's like everybody's hands-on and all that stuff. So hopefully that'll work out really, really well. But and we're super excited just to get the heck out of Tampa, to be quite honest yeah. with you. But I am realizing that when you have to go on vacation with your kids, you literally pick up your house and then you move it to a hotel.
Especially with the baby. Forget
oh my gosh.
It. Forget it. And think about when you have to fly somewhere, because I'm thinking about flying somewhere and I'm like, wait a second, does this mean we have to get, of course it does, we have to get car seats to rent for them because
right.
they're both so big, mm-hmm. I can't do the whole take their car seat in the air.
You can.
In the airport.
You can, and it's free.
Wait, the big ones.
Yes,
I'm
no,
glad
the
we're
big
having
ones.
This conversation. The, I should just do that.
Just do that. Do not rent one. Just take yours.
Okay.
And it's free. You do have to check it in, and they will specifically tag it separately, and they don't charge you for it. So definitely take your own.
Do you tag them downstairs?
When you check in, you know, when you actually physically see somebody. So if you can drive up at the valet and those mm-hmm. people outside will do it for you also. Or you can go inside, say you're flying Delta. You go to the Delta area and
right.
when you check in. So you actually need to see somebody so they can tag it.
And then do you put those?
I mean, I guess you can do it at the little things as well.
Do you put them in a bag?
No.
You just let them ride around?
No, I just let it go.
Okay.
You can if you want to. I've seen that before at the airport. Yeah. If you want to do that. I would just let it go and then just wipe it down. And then at the airport, you know, you got to install them. And that takes a little bit of time. But at least you know it's yours. There's no renting. You can clean them yourself. No other kid has been in it. So anyway, that's what we do when we travel. We go up to Charlotte to see my mom. We always take the kids' car seats. Yeah, so just take yours. I highly recommend just taking yours, and it's free.
That's a good idea.
They don't charge you for that.
Straight to the
yeah,
straight to
terminal.
The drop off. Okay,
yeah.
Yep. I got this.
Yeah, it's very easy. I mean, you could rent if you want to, but I mean, what car seat are you getting? How is it old?
Is it old?
Oh my gosh!
Do they fit in it?
Has it been in a car accident before?
Ooh.
Yeah, don't overthink it. What you should think about is just taking the ones that's already in the car. With riding to the airport with your kids, take them out and shove them at the airport.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, seriously, when it comes to taking your kids on vacation, mm-hmm. it sounds like a good idea. And we've talked about this before. I think you went and you flew somewhere and it was a good idea, but then you get back and it's just so much work.
Oh, it's insane. It's insane.
It's like, why did we do this? This is not relaxing.
The other big thing too, this is why I'm dreading it. So we're thinking about going somewhere and it's like, well, maybe we're just going to go for 2 nights, but they really want us to come and stay for 3.
Yeah.
And then I evaluated. I'm like, yeah, but my daughter doesn't sleep good anywhere except mm-hmm. her, my baby.
Yeah.
And you probably have the same thing as your baby doesn't sleep good unless
she's in
her own crib.
Own environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to do the pack and play. You know, we got a nice hotel out there. It's really hard. So I got a pad, you know, to put down. But it's not the same as like a mattress and a crib and all that stuff. I'm just praying that like. She just goes to sleep and, you know, we're going to the Magic Kingdom and she'll be asleep during all the fireworks. But now I'm thinking I need like the little things to protect your ears as well. Girl, there's just so much
mosquito
stuff.
Mosquito spray or the little for the babies. Sometimes you can have those little bracelets.
Yeah, I've had those before. Those work really well. Have you been to a water park at all with the kids?
No, it's funny you say that. I've been wanting to take my daughter to one.
Okay. So
I've
that's
been promising.
That's awesome. You should definitely do that. So the first day we're doing a water park instead of like doing Magic Kingdom the first day and like blowing everything out.
Yeah.
So we're doing a water park first for everybody and with the entire family. So I don't think the whole family really wants to go.
Right.
And I think it's more of like looking at yourself in the mirror and not wanting to be in a bikini right now. Hello. I get that. But it's not about us. It's about the kids
about
just
the
like
kids.
Experiencing the water park for the first time.
I know that was always my favorite, mm-hmm. favorite trip as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure Island. I mean, that's what I had, you know, circled my most exciting thing ever.
I remember going to Wet and Wild back in the day.
Yeah, Wet and Wild in Orlando because you're from Jacksonville.
Yes. And mm-hmm. it was the best. So I'm hoping that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, so will you pray for me, please?
Yes.
Because next week I'm going to come back to you and either be like, that was the most stressful vacation ever. Or I'll think of it and be like, I'm happy we did it.
You know what you have to focus on is it's about the kids.
Yeah.
It's about them making their memories. And even Olivia, she'll be stimulated by everything she sees, even though she won't remember everything. It exposes them to things. It gives their like new synapses fire in their brain because they see the light show and stuff like that.
Do you do like matching shirts and Mickey Mouse shirts when you go there?
My sister's a big matchy girl with her kids, but I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
Because what I've found, maybe it's just that little bit of extra time between when I had them, and your kids are even farther apart than mine. But she gets so many hand-me-downs. Daviana gets so many hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
I don't have double matches to hand me down to
her. Same.
Right?
And Aubrey, who's turning 5, has a bunch of Disney stuff. And I looked through Olivia, who just, you know, turned mm-hmm. 1 a little bit ago. And she has no Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse stuff.
Mm.
So I ran to Target yesterday And, you know, they close all the Disney stores all over the place. And they now have the Disney stores in Target.
Inside Target. Okay.
So I bought Olivia a bunch of Mickey Mouse stuff. And then I realized that I didn't buy the birthday girl anything new. But she already has a bunch of stuff. So I really don't feel that guilty, but I kind of do. But yeah, so at least she has something to wear. But they're not matching. They'll just wear Disney stuff.
You know the secret about how to tell if your second daughter, if you have two daughters.
Okay.
Did I tell you this before?
Uh-uh.
When you go to Disney World and you see families with two daughters, you can tell if the younger daughter has a domineering, outgoing personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will always see one of two scenarios. The older daughter will always be Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second daughter will either be Anna or Elsa.
Yeah.
If she's Anna, she's pretty docile. Okay, yeah. Big sis won't let me. She gets to be Elsa.
Right.
Or she's like, Elsa right here too.
That's mine. That's who I'm going to be.
Yep. No stopping me. So look for that. You'll laugh.
And next time we talk, we got to talk about planning out Halloween costumes and stuff like that, too.
I actually already planned one of them.
Okay.
Mal from Descendants. Did they ever watch Descendants?
Yes. That's great.
It's a super cute outfit. We got it online. Easy.
That's super easy. So the kids, are they asking to wear anything?
They are. Well, Evelyn actually requested Mal. And if you don't watch Descendants, it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the descendants of especially the evil characters in Disney. So Maleficent, her daughter is Mal.
Yeah.
Evie is the daughter of the evil queen in Snow White.
Yeah.
And then, so it's really cute.
Yeah.
We love it.
And it's also those little characters that they've probably been following since they were born anyway.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we got to get into more of that later on then.
Sounds good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.